the animal had a line going through its mouth over the blowhole that was pretty tight, you know, cinched down tight. Another line coming from the head to the flukes with a lot of line wrapped around the flukes. And that line from the head of the flukes had the animal hogtied. So the flukes were curled up underneath the whale's belly. So basically it couldn't use its tail to swim. It was just using its pectoral flippers to just kind of scull around. So it would come up for, you know, a couple breaths and sink back down out of sight for a while. And then it was anchored to, I believe it was a cod pot, one of those big cod pots at the other end.
So you're getting all of that technical information about the debris placement from underwater cameras and an overhead drone, but what did you see in terms of the whale's behavior? I know it had been entangled for several days at that point.
You know, the whale didn't want us around, for sure. It sank down, it was avoiding us, but it didn't do anything, you know, no breaching, no slapping, nothing super erratic. It can be really dangerous. They're big animals, they're strong, they're scared, and there's a lot of line in the water. You know, it wouldn't take much for, you know, your coat or something snagged in a line, the whale takes off, or the whale, you know, swings its flukes up in the air. You know, you just want to be really cautious when working around big animals like that.
And so with all of that in mind, you had headed out in two boats, an inflatable skiff for those of you who were going to go up to the whale, and the local port's response vessel for those who were going to observe and monitor from a little further off. When you get out there, what do you do? How do you start?
We kind of knew what we had to do. We had to make the cut on the head first, which is a really hard cut. You're in the front of the animal. That line was, you know, cutting into the skin a little bit. Couldn't get a knife blade under that to cut around it. So we made a few attempts at that. And then Dan actually noticed that, you know, when the whale breathes, there's a little gap right by the blowhole, right when it takes a breath, and it just lasts for a second. But if you can get the knife in there, you can get that line cut. So you have a long pole. You reach out. We got underneath that line. It detaches from the pole. And then there's a line going to a buoy. So basically the buoy does the work for you. So you can back up away from the animal and be safe. And that line popped, and we freed it from the mouth.
And so now the flukes are the next step?
So now we just have a bunch of gear wrapped around the flukes that's attached to this pot. And once we freed the flukes from the head, the animal can start swimming again. And luckily it headed into the shallows. You know, we tried to let it calm down and wear itself out a little bit. And we made another cut where we separated the pot from the animal. So basically, it's a grapple hook that you throw out there, and it's got blades on the inside. So you throw it over there, hook the line, and the drag of the buoy works the grapple through the line and cuts it. Freed the animal from the pot. Now the animal's just free swimming.
It's free swimming, but it's not really free, right? The whale still has line wrapped around it?
A big knotted mess of this heavy gauge. I think it was like 3/4-inch line, just all kind of knotted around the flukes. So we motor up to our control line, kill the engine, pick the engine up so the bottom of the boat's nice and clean. And in this case, it was Andy, pulls us up as we're being pulled through the water, you know, just like in Moby Dick in the old movies. And we threw a cutting grapple right on the flukes, got it locked in there, and hopefully that cutting grapple is working through all the line. Must have gone on for at least 2 hours of us, you know, we'd lose the whale or it would let go and we'd grab onto the line and pull ourselves up again. And then around 6 o'clock, after being out there since about 10, Andy pulled us up there nice and close, and I reached in with a flying knife, got it hooked in there, got a good bite, and I felt the knife cut. And, you know, a second later, all the gear just it's floating next to us. It reminded me of the scene in Jaws where the barrels just go slack and they're just sitting there. And we're both staring at each other, wondering what happened. Is the whale right beneath us, and the line just stopped swimming? And then we thought we heard a blow off in the distance, but we weren't sure. We didn't, you know, we're still kind of nervous because all the gear is just now. There's lines all over the boat. We don't want to get tangled up in anything. And that finally clicked. We looked at everything, and they're like, you know, this is it. All the gear is off.
And did you see the whale once it was totally freed?
The whale was just racing around, you know, over towards the airport, and then it was, you know, coming back. And finally, we got a few good shots, and it was swimming really fast and looked really, we couldn't see any gear on it. And the whale eventually took off and headed out to sea.
And did it look to be okay?
And the animal looked great. You know, there's some scars from the lines, some entanglement marks, but it just took off. So happy and healthy, I hope.
Now, you're a humpback biologist who responds to entangled whales, and you have a lot of experience. So Overall, how did this response go, really? How did it stack up to others you've done?
When I got the call to go, I'm like, okay, am I going to make it to Dutch? That's the first issue. You know, what's the weather going to be? How long is it going to take? You know, I haven't worked with any of these people before. How's the crew going to be? What's the equipment like? You know, all these questions are running through your head, and you're thinking of all the ways this isn't going to work out. You know, there's just so many ways to throw off the whole mission, and everything just went smooth. The weather was great. The crew was great. Everything just worked out perfect. The drones were amazing. I mean, that just really helped us out. I've never worked with the drones before, and it was like, yo, I'm going to put the drone right over the whale where it's going to come up, and we'd be right there ready to do some cutting. And luckily it worked out, because it doesn't always happen that way.